Evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome everybody today for 2021 Bertie County Board of Commissioners meeting. And I'd like to welcome everybody. First, I'd like to turn around and take a roll call. Mr. Robertson.
Present.
Commissioner Lee.
Present.
Mr. Wesson.
Present.
Commissioner Atkins.
Present.
And Commissioner Trent. Present. Thank you. All right. And we'd like to turn around and have invocation, pledge allegiance by Mr. Ron Wesson.
Great. Thank you, Chairman. Let us pray. Join me in prayer, if you would. Heavenly Father and Eternal God, Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to serve the citizens of this great county. Lord God, I pray that we not only meet their expectations, but we also meet yours. Father, guide us as we look to improve the quality of life here in this wonderful community. Let us work not only for, but with the citizens of this great county. They deserve a lot. And we want to give them the best that we have. I ask a special blessing, Lord, on the citizens of the Ukraine. They're going through so much, Lord God. So many people have been displaced, families separated. Lord God, be with them, Lord God. Let them know that you can do all things, Father, if they just put their trust in you. And we ask that somehow we find a solution to this terrible situation there. But Father, keep this country strong. We've been through a lot in the last couple of years. Bless us all and keep us in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pledge allegiance, Mr. Wilson.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you.
Okay. Public comments, 3 minute public comments.
Yeah.
Mayor, come on up.
May I approach the bench?
Approach the bench, Mayor. Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, come on up.
Well, I didn't hear you. I want to make sure I'm doing everything.
You're doing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you, Mayor.
Sir.
Thank you.
I have my timer set, so I make sure I will be within my 3 minutes. Okay. All right. Thank you for allowing me to come tonight to present something that's of valuable interest to my municipality. Okay, I'm going to start my 3 minutes. I wrote a script, so I will follow it, so I'll stay on point. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
To the Honorable John Trent, Commissioner John Trent, Board Chair, Commissioner Ron Wesson, Vice Chair, Commissioner Tammy Lee, Commissioner Gray Atkins, and Commissioner Ron Robertson. My name is Dr. Chris B. Corden. I'm the mayor of Lewiston, Woodville, North Carolina, the big city. And I'm here to introduce our board members that are here, Michelle, Councilman Michelle Gillum, Councilman Sheila Gilbert, all these good. And I'm representing Chair of Council Person Diane Bazemore, who's not here, Gary Parker, who's not here, and Linda Gillum. They had other prior engagements, and we have a meeting at 7. Okay. We are here to present you a resolution according to General Statute 18B801 for your consideration. Each of you have a copy of the resolution and a copy of the general statute. It is also included for your review. Okay. According to the resolution, we are here to seek concurrence and agreements from the Bertie County Board of Commissioners to support no further consideration for the location of an ABC store in the town of Lewiston Woodville and its municipal boundaries. We are here tonight representing the citizens and the voices of our municipality. At a public hearing held on March 22nd, 22, it was asked by a show of hands as to how many opposed to the ABC store coming to Lewiston Woodville. To my understanding, everyone there raised their hand against it. But to further clarify, it was asked a second time if there was anyone in favor of the ABC store coming. No one was in favor of, nor express an interest in an ABC store coming to Lewiston Woodville. We are submitting a resolution accordingly to the proper individuals, agencies, and to the newspaper. We're asking, as stated in the resolution, that you support our decision. Thank you for your prompt response so that we may stay within the guidelines to comply with the aforementioned general statutes. Thank you for your attendance, your attention. Under 3 minutes. We have another board meeting to attend. So if you don't have any questions, I will leave.
I do have a question, okay. If it's okay. Have you gotten an update from the ABC board or the commission for the ABC board?
You know what? I called. No one called me.
Okay.
And I understand that the ABC store will not be in Lewiston Woodville. That's my understanding. I have not received anything officially in writing or a call to me personally. I called.
Okay.
And got the results.
And you called whom?
Mr. Miles Davis.
Okay. Okay.
And I figured he was the one that I need to speak to. But he said that we will get a letter forthcoming, but we have not received it yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all drive careful.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Be careful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Any more public comments? Yes, sir. How you doing? Good.
I have the information. I can't help you.
I need a paintbrush. No, I'm just kidding, sir. I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
My friend, how are you?
Thank you.
And my name is Michael Bond. And the letter reads, to the Bertie County Commissioners, I am a lifelong resident of Bertie County and have designed a handle for a paintbrush. I am a painter and have worked different projects for the county. Throughout my life, I have created other ideals as well, yet the paintbrush represents my profession, just in white. The paintbrush is ergonomic in design and meant to free your fingers from a cramping position. I have tried to put this into production on my own over the past 20 or so years without success. And now I realize that corporate partnership is necessary. I have been informed the county commissioners can't endorse or fund any business or products, but I have for the past 2 years been in talks with Ace Hardware of Ahoskie, which is owned by Jamie Johnson. My request to Jamie is to ask the companies who supply their paintbrushes to produce mine as well for their stores. I am writing to ask you, the county commissioners, for a letter of support as a Bertie County entrepreneur. I would be grateful for any general expressions on my behalf to bring Mr. Johnson closer to the table. It's my belief that your letter of support would convince Mr. Johnson that I am not the only person or persons who would like different ideas or concepts. Hopefully, your support will spark a new interest in Mr. Johnson and Ace Hardware. This request may be out of the ordinary, but it will be a life-changing event for a citizen of Bertie County, where there are many good ideas, yet where it is often a struggle to bring these ideas to fruition. Success isn't something one achieves all on their own. Giving thanks for his everlasting mercy, I thank the county commissioners for their time and attention. Michael Bond.
Okay, Mr. Bond. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Bond?
No, I don't have any questions because I'm very familiar with Mike, know him well, and I know the fine work that he has done for the county.
and for many, many citizens. Been in the business, got a great reputation in business, Mike. And I also know about your paintbrush design, which I think a lot of folks over the years have shown interest in it. At one time, the patent was still alive, right, and was great. First of all, I commend you as an entrepreneur, right, for sticking with it and, you know, and trying to make it happen, man.
It's a struggle.
I would say this, as you're right, I don't think the board can, quote, endorse, right, formally endorse a product. I wouldn't think that would be our place, but I think I would recommend, Chairman, if we could do something or contemplate something that would talk about the service that Mr. Bond has provided to us in this capacity to the county, right? Mm-hmm. And also praising his entrepreneurial spirit with his invention, and that we wish that well, and we think, you know, that we'd like to support it. If that's you think appropriate.
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's any legal ramifications, are there, Mr. Attorney?
No.
Okay. Then I don't know why we can't give a letter of support. And one of our entrepreneurs, I'm happy to hear you say you did have a patent on it at one time. Okay.
Yes,
so it does state, you know, in the U.S. Patent Division that it has been patented at one time. Okay.
Right.
And it also keeps people from stealing this idea from you. And
I've also had a copyright since then also.
Absolutely. I think that's wonderful. I think you did the right thing. The other people you need to be talked to is Sherwin-Williams. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And management of Sherwin-Williams and people like that, because let's face it, they're a stock exchange company, no different than a local Ace Hardware, but Sherwin-Williams in itself is dealing directly with factories, the factories that and Ace Hardware is purchasing from the warehouses. So I think it'd be a good idea. Okay. Mr. Vaughn, I think this... We need a motion to do that, or do we want to just have a consensus? A consensus? Okay. I think we have a consensus here. We have a letter of support for Mr. Bond.
Wow.
So, Mr. Bond, we appreciate everything you've done. And again, you're an outstanding painter. I mean, you've done work here for us. We appreciate everything you've done, especially for our community.
Thank you.
Because you've always been there. You're a stand-up guy.
Right.
And you have a very creative mind, because you also did some other things also, some inventions and things of that nature. So thank you very much for what you do for Bertie County.
Thank you, Mr. Trent.
Mr. Bond, I try not to paint, so I don't know if your paintbrush is any better than any other, but I appreciate you coming to see us.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bond, I personally appreciate you for being who you are and what you do, you know. Maybe I wasn't the first one to buy one of your brushes, but I still have that brush.
I do remember.
Yeah, no problem. But keep up the great work, man.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Bond, do you remember about over 30 years ago, I was building a house, and I came home one day, and you were on the side of my house painting. I didn't even know who you were. you were looking for a job, and your way of getting it was you went there when I wasn't home and started painting. You were doing a great job.
I remember the house. It was the one with the beautiful view.
But you
right on the open.
You know, I have to be honest with you about something. These are things you just can't make up. And that's the wonderful part about Bertie County. I have to say that. That is the wonderful part about Bertie County. You know, I'm sitting here repairing a house, this, that, and the other. My guys over there working. All of a sudden, there's two other guys over there working. I roll up. Hey, Mr. Trent, how you doing? I said, doing good. What's going on? Oh, we're helping out. I said, okay. Whatever. I love it. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
I was
Bond.
Glad to see you, because I was painting myself. Right? You were up there painting.
It's been a while, though. Yes,
it's been over 30 years.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
That's a good story. I have to remember that.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Any other 3-minute comments? LaShawna, we have any other 3-minute comments?
Yeah.
No, sir, we don't.
Okay. All right. We're going to go down to reports and appointments. We're going to request a renew Albemarle Regional Library agreement by Executive Director Hugh Davis. Mr. Davis.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you letting me part of this meeting and for letting me zoom in. Thank you for that.
Commissioners, I ask that you renew the agreement that we've had in place since 1948, in fact, for Bertie County Public Library to be part of the Albemarle Regional Library System. As you know, you've been sent this. It's a 10-year renewal so that over the next 10 years, you won't have to see me for those reasons, but hopefully you'll see me as we go to events together. We're very appreciative of all the support you've given with our getting the new building, and we want to continue building upon, for lack of a better word, that partnership so that we can provide to the citizens of Bertie as well as we can. As you know, it's a wonderful new building, and we're very excited about the future that it holds, and we'd like for Albemarle Regional to be able to continue housing its library there. So I'd ask you to please renew the agreement so that we can continue the formal part of our organization.
Okay. Everybody have an understanding? Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
All right. Results of 11-month walkthrough of North Carolina, Library and North Carolina Cooperative Extension Facility. Architect Amber Idle.
Hello.
Hello, Amber. How are you today?
Good. How is everybody?
Doing good.
Great. Thanks for having me. I just wanted to give a quick update on it's been a week and a half now. On the 24th, we all gathered at the Cooperative Extension and Library Building and did a walkthrough. That was about the 11-month point since we had our contractor warranty, which is in end of April. So we like to do it in 11 months so we can kind of gather any items or issues that the users have had and kind of go through that list before the year is up. So we did that. We did a complete walkthrough of the interior and the exterior of the building. So I'm currently compiling that list. I actually have three separate lists that I'm making. One is, like I said, that contractor warranty list, which means the contractor is responsible for correcting those issues because they were in his scope. I know right now with the market and the way things have been, I think AR Trustman has had a struggle to get some of their subcontractors to come back for warranty items. So they're personally going to take care of a lot of them. And so they're trying to get through it and they're keeping me updated, and I'll continue to keep Juan updated and the users updated as we go down that list. And then I also have a separate list for any furniture related items that was outside of the contractor's scope. But it was, you know, paid for by the library and the county. So our partner at Velocity, Brian, he's been helping come and make any repairs needed to the furniture items. And we have a list going for that as well. And then the third list I kind of have are some additional items that the users may want or need based on, you know, kind of being in the space and understanding how they use it better. That list is not under the contractor's warranty either. It'll be items that would be additional to the project. And if the users want to have those done, they would put that in their funding and try to get those done. And AR Trustman is definitely willing to help coordinate those items as well as us. We've been trying to help out as well too. So those three lists will be in my report, and I will send that out to everyone who was at the meeting so they can review it and if anyone has any comments, they can let me know. And then we have it in writing, you know, what AR Trustman has been working on and what they continue to work on. And we still have a month before the 1 year mark. And any of these items that have been noted within this year, you know, AR Trustman is responsible for fixing, and any item that they repaired or may happen again or something, they will still come back and fix that item. But items outside that 1 year are no longer on the contractor. It would be more of a manufacturer or product warranty item. And then at that point, we would help whichever user it is or the county reach out to that manufacturer and try to figure out what we can do to get any issues resolved. So none of the items were really major. And so there's a couple that we're actually trying to track down with manufacturers ourselves right now, but most of it's very, very minor. And so we're all trying to work through that.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Amber? Okay. Thank you very much, Amber, for that report. Mr. Manager.
No problem. Thank you guys.
Okay. All right. All right, line item four, like a motion to convene into the Board of Equalization and Review, please.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Mr. Ray, you.
Yes, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How are you?
Doing fine. At this time, we do not have any appeals to present. We can recess until the April 20th meeting.
Okay, we'll be recessing the Board of Equalization and Review until when?
April 20th.
Okay. 10. All right. Can I have a motion to come out of the Board of Equalization? Can I have a second, please? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right. Financial summary by Mr. William Rowe.
Okay, this is through the month of January, which ends up being 8 out of our 12 months, which is about 66.7% of our time. I'm just going to go right down real quick and look in the expenditure line item. One of the ones that jumps out happens to be emergency services. It happens to be sitting around 77%. That still looks a little high, but we knew it was going to kind of go up because of the overtime and all during the holidays. It actually is a little bit less than the difference was last month. So it's starting to improve.
Well, fuel costs too and supply costs, I would think, would add to that.
Helping, hurting a little bit going on. One of the things I just like to look at is looking down at the bottom line. Total expenditure so far to date is 53.8. Well, 67 is the point we're at. It looks like we're keeping our expenditures in check. One of the things I know the chairman likes to look at is the cash down at the bottom. If he's got last month's, he's going to notice that it's gone down about $200,000. Ironically, if you look at last year's, it went down about $200,000 as well. So we kind of still sitting in the same area, but we still over 2.3 more than we had last year in the bank. On the back, we have the water. And the biggest thing to me is sales and services and water. 78% compared to 63%. We knew it should be better. We hoped it would be better. We were expecting it to look better. And so far it is. So I'm hoping that's going to be a positive sign as we get to the end of the year. The reimbursable ones, it's a little bit higher than what I had before because now that's the total amount that we're going to get back from Golden Leaf. And we got it back in March. So it's in the bank now. But since this went through February, I wanted to show it that was outstanding at the time.
How much was that reimbursement? Wasn't that reimbursement 300?
It was actually wound up being 412,000 in total.
Oh, that's that is a great, great deal. We got that money. And we've been waiting, what, since 10 months, 11 months now to get that?
Yes. Yeah, it's been something like that because I had to get everything closed out and all the closeout documentation and get that sent in and get that approved and all. So it's been a few months.
And, of course, this does not reflect on this balance sheet.
Yeah.
Okay. And it won't be on the audit we're going to be getting.
So unless you see something glancing over, if you want, let's dive into it. I think overall it looks fairly good.
And you don't see any anything like in the next few months that's going to kind of derail us or things that we should be worried about?
No, actually, I was talking to the county manager earlier, and I wanted to point out something that I thought was kind of interesting over on the water side. If you look at the total expenditures for water, it looks like 39.6. That seems extremely low, but the biggest part of my expense there comes in June when I pay my debt. Mm-hmm. So that's when that number is going to jack up. So in comparison to where we were last year, we're kind of still in the same area. So I don't have anything at the moment that really is I got you.
No problems with the reimbursements through transport or anything like that?
No, it's a steady flow.
Steady flow.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Good news, Wayne. Very good news.
All right, William. Any questions? Thank you, William. All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Okay. Board appointments. Appointment of Clint Freeman, Economic Development Board. You have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
We have a proper first and second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Appointment of Crystal Godwin, Economic Development Board.
Move to approve.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Consent agenda. Approved registers of deeds, fee report, March 2022. Have a motion, please.
So moved.
We need to ask Ms. Wilson over there why no more people getting married in Burt Theater.
You may not like her answer.
Got to get some people married, right? Give me some money.
Ms. Wilson, why is that always a topic of conversation when it comes when you come in? Okay. All right.
We have a first and a second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All in favor? Aye. All right. Approved regular meeting minutes, February 7th, 2022. A motion, please.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Did you miss two?
Did I miss one?
Tax release journal.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it. What did you say?
The number two.
Okay. Approved tax release journal, February
2022. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved work session minutes, March 15th, 2021.
Move to approve.
Have a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Approved the budget amendments.
Move to approve. Okay, we're on a roll, William. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say it's real simple. The first one and the third one is grant money that I received, which is I need. And the second one is another one in this situation where we had an accident, they hit a deer, and I need you to give me the money to put back in there so they can repair the vehicle.
Okay.
Okay.
That was separate.
All right. Go back to the approved budget amendments.
Move to approve.
We have a proper first. We have a second. Mr. Yes. Robertson, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Albemarle Regional Library Agreement. I think we just discussed that. Approved. Mm-hmm. Okay. Access agreement for Tidewater Land and Timber LLC. Mr. Attorney, you got anything on that?
Only question he did raise, and we could find where it had been discussed, is it's supposed to be $1,000.
And we don't know how it's supposed to be divided. Does the town get half? Do we get half?
No, that $1,000 is to be paid directly to, only to the county. David, Assistant County Manager David Scarborough, has spoken with Town Administrator Alan Castillo, and Tidewater's, I guess, method of paying the town will be to gravel or pay, not pay, but provide rocks or gravel for the pad for the town. But the $1,000 is to Burkey County.
Okay, it just needs to be put in there. That's who's going to get it, because it says they're paying $1,000, but it doesn't really specify.
Did they say when we'll receive the money?
That was one of Attorney Huddleston's suggestions, is to include that it will be paid within 10 days of the effective date, within the effective date of the agreement.
they in a hurry for this? Is this something that we can put off until the work session, or
if you all need to, well, they would like for us to go ahead and they want to get started right away.
Yeah, they're cutting now.
Timber already.
Oh, yeah, they're cutting timber now.
Unless we can go ahead and approve with the aforementioned.
I make a motion changes. To approve with the suggestions, suggested changes that the attorneys have said.
And it really, just so you be 100% sure, is just a general liability waiver, and also at requesting that we be added as a third party insured on their policy.
Right. Basically addressing the concerns that the commissioners brought to attorney's attention.
Right.
Okay. I made the motion.
All right, we have a second.
Second.
All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. All right, discussion agenda. Bertie County Regional Water System Capital Improvement Plan.
Yes. Mr. Spivey, it looks like he is on the line. Can you unmute yourself?
Mr. Spivey?
Yes, Mr. Ricky Spivey, Water Superintendent.
Hey, sir. Good evening, everybody. Okay, as far as this here, capital improvement plan, it's just another piece of the puzzle that have to go in with the application. And what is going to try to get the funding for town of Lewis Woodville? We have to have a updated capital improvement plan to attach to that application.
So, Mrs. Spivey, that was kind of spotty. We couldn't hear you clearly, but what Mrs. Spivey was trying to say was, this regional water system capital improvement plan is needed for the grant that we are pursuing to do the water upgrade the water system in Lewiston. So that is why it's been put in place. And of course, it sets the course of, you know, some projects over a span of years. But again, the point of it is to meet the requirements of the grant. If there are any concerns or if we need to delve into it, we can absolutely do that at budget time. But the purpose is to make sure it's in place so that we can submit it to apply for this grant.
Okay.
Yeah, Rodney talked to us about that.
Correct. Right? Yes,
yeah,
sir.
We already talked about.
Yes.
All right. So proceed forward. You don't need a motion on that, do you? We're just going to.
I do.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Can I have a motion, please?
So move. Now, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Upcoming meetings, County Manager.
Yes. Commissioners, of course, we have a work session coming up on April 20th at 10 o'clock a.m. Also, the mayor's and commissioner's dinner is scheduled for, and we're looking for an informal invitation to come, but it's scheduled for April 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. in Lewiston.
Yay.
That's all I have for the month of April at this time.
Okay.
Where's the mayor's and commissioner?
Lewiston.
Lewiston.
Okay.
All right, community project funding opportunities, Mr. Wesson.
Yes, thank you, Chair. yesterday on Sunday afternoon, I got a message from our representative Butterfield concerning some community project funding opportunities. And it was interesting that I got the call right before the Grammys, because some of you may know that his daughter is the producer of the Grammys. And I said, you're calling me before, about an hour before, but we stayed on the phone for about an hour covering this. This is a little, a real good thing for the county, because if you're familiar with the federal budget, I used to include what they call earmarks. But in the last couple of years, they've kind of cut out most of the earmarks, but the earmarks will be in the new federal budget for 2023. So each of the representatives can request funding opportunities, projects from their districts, right? And so opportunity doesn't go to every county in this district, only a few. And one of Bertie, he's asking us to submit projects that he can support in terms of funding. So when I received this, I sent this to Juan and to Steve and to Robin, because it's a unique opportunity, because when I think of tall glass of water and I think of how we're going to do that next phase, and we're looking at well over $1 million that we would have to raise to support our portion of it, this is the kind of earmark that he's really looking for. And I discussed it with him. I also discussed it with Reginald Spate, who's now with the Rural Development, but also used to be with him. And this is a big project, and they want to help us with this. So the key thing is that it's due on Wednesday of next week.
Oh, good gracious.
Well, it's not as difficult as it may sound.
No.
Because what they're really asking for is the basic information about, you know, what is it going to do? What have you done so far? And on top glass of water, Robin says she has all she needs to be able to put this together for us in a very short period of time. In fact, we're shooting for Tuesday to have a draft of it, which we'll cover with the board so everybody can read it and see if they have anything to add to it. But it is a wonderful opportunity, and I feel confident that we will get a very, very high priority ranking from him. It then has to go to the subcommittees, who then will prioritize him as well. But generally, they pay close attention to what the representatives have suggested in terms of priority. So we have a good opportunity. So let me say one other thing about this. He's also looking for, that's just the one project. But I did discuss another issue with him. And I'm glad that Superintendent Smallwood is here, because, you know, when I went to their school board meeting, he made the recommendation to the school board to perhaps move the early college from where it is into the 900 building, right? And they have not voted on that, as I understand, yet, but I know they are considering it. And one of the things, I was there, and I was there not to speak for our board, but just to speak to the fact that, you know, I graduated from there. The only class to go there the full 4 years that it was in operation, my senior class, was senior class president, and it meant a lot to this community. And we'd love to find a way to be able to save this facility and put it to good use, right? So I brought with me two partners. I brought Good Shepherd Food Pantry, and I also brought Carolina Rebuilders Ministry, who spoke. They have funds. They would like to both have a portion of that building if it were available. They both have funds to do all of the work that would be needed by them. But that leaves more of the building still if the building were made available. And when I say made available, the general statute says that, first of all, that is the only building that the school board owns. The county owns all of the other schools, but they own this one. And my understanding of the general statute is that if they choose to no longer operate it as a school, it must first be made available to the county, that's through us. And if we decline, then they have to dispose of it. Right? They can no longer operate as anything other than a school. Well, my thinking is that if that were available, and I was very clear that my opinion, and this is just personally speaking, that, you know, the citizens have already paid for it once, and so we don't really have funds to, quote, purchase it. That's not even, I don't think, a realistic consideration. But if it could be made available, if we had two anchor tenants, right, who came with money, to be able to not only rehab their portion of the building, but also to pay rent. And then but I also sit on East Carolina University School of Marketing Advisory Board. And I've been talking to them about, wouldn't it be neat if we could operate the rest of that building as a business incubator? And would they be willing to come? Yes, to come support that with some funding. Maybe it belonged with perhaps both community colleges working out of there, you know, and have it as a place to start businesses and work through businesses. And both Reginald Spate and Butterfield thought that, hey, this might be a worthwhile idea, but it is only a vision idea. This is nothing to be firm. But those kinds of vision ideas can be submitted.
Well, that's how it starts, with a vision.
That's right? Exactly right.
And it can materialize from there. And I like this, because if we can turn around and get the funding from the federal government on something like this, as you say, earmarked, okay, money. I think my estimate was $500,000. Dr. Smallwood, I think I was within $80,000 of what you said that night, which was about $419,000, That in itself could be a win-win for Bertie County, absolutely, my personal opinion. No money out of Bertie County taxpayers' pockets. If the school board votes to make turn that back in over to us. Now, of course, we would want, unless we got this, okay, because we want to lead the citizens on that we're going to be doing these things to this building when we can't do them unless we did get this earmarked money. Does that make sense? Okay. The second, the other thing I wanted to bring up also, and to your point also, is something that we have coming, okay, that is going to happen, is broadband, okay? Broadband throughout the county. This is something that needs to have earmarked money because we have a match to this grant that we have to do, okay? We're not sure what that match is. It could be anywhere from 20 to 50% of an $8 million grant, okay? So if we're talking 1.6, we could be talking $4 million. So this is something else we got to put priority on because we don't have that money to be able to do that to match this. But I will say this, for every student we have in Bertie County, every family that's in Bertie County, broadband is the most important thing that we can get here. It's also going to revitalize other businesses, companies, things of that nature, sheriff's department, EMS, the whole nine yards. We can turn around and get satellites put up in different areas because now we've got broadband, okay? It's an attraction. It's an attractor for outside retail, something I've been preaching about for a long time, getting retail in here where we do have broadband for them to be able to do their searches and things that they need to do. So I think these are the criteria, and I agree with Mr. Wesson on this, and it's very important that all of these things are put in there we're looking for.
Yeah, I want to be clear, because you're right, Nick, because one of the things that I spoke to him about was, and I've verified this with Reginald too, is that in this particular earmarks, you're really not going to be able to use those funds, quote, for broadband, because you can't use federal funds to support another federal project like that. However, but under Reginald, right, and what they can do for rural development, that is a consideration that we could look to. But we couldn't use for these particular earmark dollars. But and if there are any other projects that we think that are worthy and we can get together fairly quickly. And when you guys get back to your phones, you'll see an email that Ms. Butterfield sent. It gives all the details. You can click on and see examples of what it takes to complete this, right? It is not extremely detailed, but you must have either you call it an envision kind of project or you call it something that you actually have in operation, right?
Well,
so, and obviously those in operation get a little bit more.
I'd just like to add to that, the Tri-County Airport could certainly use some earmarked money. we need a runway extension, a hangar. We need lots of stuff out there to be more, so we can be more self-sufficient, not rely on the counties as much.
And well, again, we've done this before.
That is,
we have applied for this before. Matter of fact, I think the last time we did this, we summed in there something like $10 million. If I'm not mistaken, okay, we didn't get anything, but it doesn't mean we won't get this time.
Yeah, and Representative Butterfield, you know, he's not running for re-election, and I get a feeling he really wants to support us. But it means we need to do a good job of those that we submit, and so I think it's a great opportunity for us. So I'll leave us at that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Question, Chairman.
Go ahead.
Because the due date is next week, just want to make sure I have some clear direction on exactly what should be submitted.
Definitely the beach project.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because we can't use it for the broadband. Yeah. He's
well, we don't know whether we change rules and things like that. They typically change rules as they go.
That great grant, I don't think you can use federal funding with it.
You'll read it in the instruction. You couldn't use it for matching dollar. But again, you know, and the other piece is that I know County Manager, you've spoken to Reginald Spate, and he really still wants an opportunity to come, like the meeting we're going to do on the 14th, bringing all of the commissioners from all of the townships together, right? And he can bring his whole team, you know, directors of all the different departments, and talk about what rural development can do for the county. He wants to talk about specific projects, specific needs, and they'll be able to say what they can do, what they can't do. But he's eager. And I told him we had one coming up, but so I'd hate to wait for another quarter to do this. Mm-hmm. So perhaps I would suggest if the county could schedule a meeting, invite the other towns to come. We got a perfect place to have it right over at our new community building, but he would bring his whole team. And he says he will, if we can give him a few dates, okay,
he will give a quick response because this is a high priority. And this is funding time coming up for them too. So we do not need to miss this, his funding opportunity, as well as the one that Butterfield has for earmarks in the federal land.
Yeah, I think the beach project, we can meet the deadline because Robin has everything. She has
yes.
The school has not voted on what they're going to do with that building. So it'd be hard to ask for funding when we don't even know if it's going to be available to us or available at all.
That's a good point.
You can do it under the visioning piece. When you read it, you'll see a piece in there, which is a visioning piece. It doesn't obligate you, you know, to do it. It's just that if it becomes available, if they do it, then the funds could be available. But if you wait, then the funds are going to be gone.
If you can look at that, Mr. Vaughn, to see whether or not we can put some in there that could happen or could not happen, just make sure of that. So we're not putting something in there we can't do.
Okay. Again. So if we can, I have consensus from the board to move forward with all glass of water, as well as the Southwestern school.
Yes. And I can get you all the information that you need for Tri-County Airport.
Okay, now Tri-County, that puts us at 3.
But again, Tri-County is going to have to be submitted, not by the county. It's going to have to be submitted by that board, by your board.
I can do that too. Right. All right.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Thank you.
All right, Commissioner's report. Mr. Wesson.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to just offer a word of congratulations to the NAACP for their annual Freedom Fund banquet that was Saturday. It was a wonderful event, a complete sellout. We had Bakari Sellers as the keynote speaker, political commentator. He was the youngest state legislature, youngest legislator elected from South Carolina, and just a very dynamic guy. And the whole whole dinner was just a wonderful event. It was held at the middle school, and I just thought they put on a great event. I also wanted to let you know that we're going to lose a couple of citizens who are going to be moving away from the county. And I just wanted to make note of Dr. John Hill and Dr. Karen Ray, who have been very active in this community for years, both retired college professors who moved here. They are retiring and moving back to Richmond. They sold their place over in Trapp, which was a historic home that they had redone. But we're really going to miss them because they participated in so many of service projects and nonprofits and everything. It was really because of Karen's idea that we started Youth Bertie 5 years ago, that now feeding 210 plus kids every week for the last 5 years in the school system. She and I were co-founders of that. John served on the elections board. He served in the Democratic Party and a lot of other state organizations and the county organizations. So we're going to miss them. Two other quick things. I attended a Zoom meeting about how to save money on your electric bill. And, it was interesting because what they talked about is something I hear a lot of citizens talk about, how they're getting such really high electric bills, right, in the county, whether you're on Dominion, whether you're on, rural electric, wherever you are, right, getting $600-$700 a month bills. And there were a couple of things that I just wanted to point out. There's something called off-peak rates, okay, the citizens need to be aware of. And that means if you are doing things between 9 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning, the kilowatt rate is only between 7 and 10 cents per kilowatt hour. But if you're doing it outside of that peak, you could run as high as $253 an hour. So by doing a little bit of planning in terms of when you wash or when you're doing events that require a lot of electricity, you could save yourself and your family a lot of money if you're doing them on that off-peak time. When you're comparing 7 to 10 cents, compared to $2.50, almost $3, right, a kilowatt, that's a big deal in terms of saving. So I always want to bring that thing to it. One other last thing. Robin Payne sent us out something from Destinations by Design. And that's the firm that I think we're going to be using, County Manager, to help with some of our design work.
Yes.
And I don't doubt that they are very capable firm, okay? I mean, some of the projects they use in terms of basic content were very good, but I have a real issue here. You know, when you look at the imaging that they have in terms of the diversity of the imaging that they show in all of their projects, and they listed probably 20, and you could even go into some. You know, I'm concerned because, first of all of those plans, I only saw two people of color in all of their project works, even their group shots of meetings and everything else. There was no diverse imaging, and most of these were in North Carolina. And that concerns me. I mean, you know, minorities represent about 30% of this state's population. And here in this county, if they're going to represent Bertie County, well, we have the highest minority population of any county in the state of North Carolina. And I hope they understand that their imaging has to reflect this county, right? And I didn't see any sign of that. Maybe it's because when I looked at their design team, they're no people of color, and I don't see any experience in their, the content looks good, but if that content is used in terms of visually for work they're gonna do for us, that's gonna be problematic. I mean, take a look at it. I actually went in and looked. There were only two minority people out of hundreds of images. Less than 1% of their images were people of color. That won't cut it. And so I'm questioning whether or not they are sensitive or will be sensitive to our needs. I think that's a point that we need to make to them. We need to make sure they understand that. Who the people are who's paying the bills here around this.
Mr. Wilson, you know what? That's not the first time this has happened either.
Sure.
And it happened with another subcontractor when we shut them down.
Pointed out the same thing to them. Yeah, that's
true. Mr. Vaughn, I think that we need to get some other people involved here, okay, possibly, or send a message over. And converse with them about this.
I think they're a really good company, but we need to make sure that they understand what we need, right?
What we have it in the past.
Make sure they know what we're, our expectations are. Our demographics.
That's correct.
Okay. Steve. Mr. Robertson.
Steve has a point.
I'm sorry.
I would like to just add this to that. Dr. Smallwood and his executive director, Kim Cooper, along with Nicole Outlaw, is on that board commission, whatever we want to call it, along with Robin and myself. So we understand. I've had that conversation with Robin. It is definitely being taken care of.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. Good.
All right. Thank you. That's that information we don't have.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Mr. Robertson.
On the comment I'd like to make, I appreciate that, Mr. Biggs, for being on that because something we're just not going to tolerate, period. You know, and I thank Commissioner Wilson for your follow up on that. That's all the comments I have.
All right, Ms. Lee.
This past weekend, I serve on the board of directors for the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners. And so we met this past weekend. And I'll just add that when one of the commissioners serve on that board, it's at the expense of that board and not the taxpayers of this county. But anyways, I'll just as a side note. But for the sake of those commissioners that are sitting here with me, we did a contract for Kevin Leonard for a 5-year contract just to hold on to him. He's had some other organizations looking at him, and we all know what a great, great job that he does for the counties of North Carolina and as our executive director. So we, the board, we had a committee of several commissioners from all over the state, and they came up with the contract and we approved it. So we are now under contract with him for the next 5 years. We also voted to change the way we're bringing in new legislative goals. In the past, you had to have a vote of 50 plus one to bring a legislative goal to the full body. Now that will be 3/4 vote. And so you'll be able to see those changes in the new handout, which I'm hoping will help the whole purpose of that was to narrow the goals down. And so we have fewer goals going to our legislative team to advocate for the county. So we had a busy weekend. It was a pretty weekend at the Beaufort Hotel, but busy. We were busy. We were working.
Yeah. And that's an important thing, Commissioner Lee. I know last year when I chaired the General Government Committee, we had to narrow down 200 and some goals down to 5 or 6 on a Zoom call. Yeah.
I remember doing that year before last.
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare.
When I chaired the Justice and Public Safety Steering Committee, we had a lot of county-specific goals that should not have even been brought to us, but yeah, we had to vote on them. And so this will help narrow some of that down and hopefully deter some of it for even coming to the goals process.
That's good. Mr. Atkins.
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. County Manager.
Yes. Our project consultant, Robin Payne, has reminded me that we have oftentimes we have more likely to get what we need if we have an official vote from the board when it comes to getting grants and different funds. So if we can just have a vote for the particular project, Sawglass of Water project, and the project at Southwestern, if applicable, if it meets the needs, if that the board is in a, you know, is giving us permission or directing us to do that, that would be great. Please.
Make the motion that we do want separate motions, or you want
one together.
Make the motion that we approve both of those, one as a vision and one as an actual funding specific request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, county attorney's report. Okay. Okay. 3 minute comments. Any other 3 minute comments? Anybody else have anything else?
Bless you.
No public comments at this time.
Okay. All right. That's the case. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That was a record meeting.
It was.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Those are certificates.